Please help keep the on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Barry Shamish, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in Israel, what's going on really in the world, because so much of the world really centers around unfolding events in the Near East and the Middle East, and if there is a major war in that area, and I'm talking about an expansion of the war in the Middle East, with going to war with certainly with Iran and Syria, we will be brought in. And if that war comes, I fear that there will be a nuclear component to the war that will not simply involve the people of Iran, but will involve the people of the United States. And why would I say that? Well, it's really prophetic. If you read Ezekiel 38 and 39, you find that there will be, of course, the war will involve the people of the islands to the west. And, of course, at the time when the Ezekiel 38 and 39 were written, certainly 700 or 800 years before the birth of Christ. I mean, nobody knew about the Western Hemisphere, but I suspect I don't have any divine knowledge, but I suspect that it refers to the United States, and they talk in there about how the flesh will melt from the faces of the people on the islands. And you have to understand that what they're really describing at that time with what was known was the nuclear war. And I really believe that nuclear war is coming to America, because I believe that God is just and he's going to bring judgment on this nation for the terrible things we have done as a nation, certainly exploiting people of the third world. Do you realize that over 2 billion people live in the third world countries on $2 a day? About 1 billion people live on $1 a day. And this is largely due to American foreign policy, which in the name of helping these people has maintained ruthless tyrants in power, ruthless tyrants who go along with getting their country deeply involved in debt. And that was, of course, the story that's told in Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins. And, of course, we do still carry the book. We have my interviews with John Perkins, recruited by the NSA, the National Security Agency, to work for private corporations to get third world countries indebted to the United States and the World Bank and to our banks so that the people could never get out of debt, could never live with hope. So these things go on. You have an obligation to find if it's true. You can go to the U.S. State Department's site on this information. You'll find they have a whole section on John Perkins to discredit him. Well, if he wasn't telling the truth, why would they be so interested in discrediting him? Because they fear the American people may learn the truth. Well, that is the background for what's going on. Let's turn to Barry Shamish and what his interpretation of current events is. Good morning, Barry. How are you? Barry, are you there?
Actually, this is Pastor David Whitney. I don't know if we've had our...
David.
Our schedule
you go right ahead then. David Whitney's with us. Barry will be with us tomorrow. You go right ahead.
Oh, that's fine. Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's always a blessing to be on your show and to share the truths about our Constitution, which protects our God-given right to life, liberty, property, and all of our God-given rights. The whole purpose of government is to protect those God-given rights. And you're certainly sharing about what's happening in the Middle East and where that's going in the opposite direction. But we, in a sense, have a battle here in our own country that, well, may not be at the level of intensity there in the Middle East, is certainly one that we as citizens ought to be on the front lines of. And Dr. Stan, I'm so appreciative of your work around the country and around the world here in defending freedom and upholding the standards of liberty established by our founders. One of the things I came across some time back that I thought was a valuable set of principles, I'm not sure who the author is, but it's the tenets of tyranny. The first tenet of tyranny is that any power that can be abused will be abused. The second is that abuse always expands to fill the limits of resistance to it. And so the third follows that if people do not resist the abuses of others, they will have no one to resist the abuses of themselves, and tyranny will prevail. And that's why I'm committed to what we're doing here at Institute on the Constitution, to communicate the founders' vision of law and government, and to seek to restore the republic that has been unjustly taken from our country. And that involves all citizens knowing what our federal constitution says, and what the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence, and then also their state constitution, so they can vote appropriately when it comes to the ballot box and vote in those who will uphold the law of the land and vote out those who will not. But there's two other votes that most citizens don't think about that they have to stop the unjust abuse of our God-given rights by our government, and those are the votes that you give as a juror, whether a grand jury in that context or a petit jury, the trial jury that we usually think of as when we serve on a jury duty. But to do that job correctly, we need to know how to stop tyranny. Thomas Jefferson warned in a letter written to his friend William Jarvis in 1820, he said, "You seem to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters of all constitutional questions, a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. Our judges are as honest as other men, and not more so, and their power is more dangerous as they are in office for life, and not responsible, as the other functionaries are, to the elective control. The Constitution has erected no such single tribunal, knowing that to whatever hands confided with corruptions of time and party, its members would become despots." And all over America today, people are recognizing that we have a problem of judicial tyranny. I have a couple books on my shelf with those sort of titles, Judicial Tyranny, the Imperial Judiciary, and so on. People are recognizing that we have a problem in that the judges are ruling as tyrants from the bench. They're enacting what is de facto legislation when they have no business doing that at all. That's the role of the legislature. And the founders developed a threefold formula to prevent tyranny. What we often hear of, the checks and balances between the three branches of government, the legislative, executive, and judicial, that is important. But that's only the first method to prevent tyranny. The second was to prevent a monopoly of government by separating the powers of government in four levels: federal, state, county, and local. And each of these levels of government was to serve as a check against the other, and most particularly the state governments, the sovereign state governments, were to serve as a check against the abuse of the powers that had been granted to the federal government through our U.S. Constitution.
You hang on there, David. We'll be back in just a moment to discuss our wonderful Constitution and the tragedy of the fact that most people don't understand it, and we're moving rapidly in America towards a dictatorship.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, It is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
My name is Kristen Weeks Duncanson. I'm a farmer from Minnesota.
And I'm Justin Knopf. I farm in Kansas.
There's a new business opportunity for farmers you should know about.
Congress is debating a climate policy that could generate new markets.
Republican Senator John Warner and Independent Joe Lieberman have a plan that encourages companies to pay farmers for agricultural practices that store carbon in our soils, capture methane from livestock, and use precision agriculture.
This will generate billions in new revenue for America's farmers.
Whatever you think about climate policy, let's make sure Congress solves it in a way that's good for farmers and for rural America.
Go to agcarbonmarkets.com and learn about agricultural offset markets. Offsets are good for America and good for farmers.
Paid for by the Agricultural Carbon Market Working Group.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, isn't it interesting, of course, that none of our major political candidates for the presidency support the Constitution. Every one of them is a globalist. They are all in favor of the war in the Middle East, although, of course, Obama says he's going to bring the troops home. But will he really bring the troops home? He certainly has gone along with the war as a date. And you have to understand that we have a one-party system with two branches, one the Democrat, the other the Republican, and for really the better part of half a century, they've controlled all the political candidates that have run, and they know exactly how they're going to handle them, and if they get out of line, why, they'll send them on a trip to Dallas. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we have a ruling oligarchy, and we have it because the American people have forgot the Constitution and don't realize that the power of the central government is limited. And most of what Congress does is unconstitutional, and that's why it's so important that you learn the Constitution. We'll go right ahead with the story there, David.
Yes, Dr. Stan, we need to know the Constitution because we are the ultimate judges of this third method our founders developed to prevent tyranny. And that's the power of an independent jury. I prefer independent jury over jury nullification, which is generally what this idea is called, that the jury nullifies a law. Rather, I like the idea of the jury independence because just as the legislature obviously reviews a piece of legislation, determines that they think it's constitutional when they pass on it, and they pass it on to the executive branch, so either the governor or the president, we say, signs this legislation into law. But we all know that that doesn't mean that that law is actually going to be acted upon because there's always a thing called judicial review. The judiciary may look at that law and say, wait a minute, there's a problem here. As an independent branch of the three branches, we can weigh in and say, this law violates the Constitution in these ways. And what most people in America don't know is that the jury also functions as a review board of 12 citizens to review a piece of legislation and determine is it constitutional before they actually apply it to the individual who's brought into the courtroom there and charged with having violated this law. And our Constitution in Maryland, our state Constitution, actually states it right there boldly in print. Article 23 of the Declaration of Rights says the duty of the jury in a criminal matter is to judge the law as well as the facts. In order to, they go on to say, judge the law as well as the facts, except the court may pass upon the sufficiency of the evidence to sustain a conviction. I like to add this, that the duty of the jury is to judge the law as well as the facts in order to defend our constitutional republic. We know, as you just said, that the federal government violates in more than 90% of the things it is doing in Washington, D.C., and the money it is spending, 90% of it's a violation of the Constitution, and I dare say on the state level, it's much the same picture. The state constitutions are trampled under by the legislative, executive, and judicial branches and completely ignored, and we the people have to rise up, understand these documents, and we can stop tyranny. One man, one woman out of a group of 12 citizens can say, no, the government is wrong. This person brought in here with these charges is not guilty, not due to the facts of the case, but due to the fact that the law itself is unlawful. And I know that's kind of a big idea for many people to wrap their mind around, that somehow a law could be unlawful. Well, the fact of the matter is our founders knew that human beings, being fallen, sinful creatures, are not to ever be trusted with unchecked power. And even the fact that you have the check of the legislative, executive, and judicial, they recognize that there could be a convergence together of those three branches that would basically conspire to destroy the Constitution and undermine it and to violate the God-given rights of the citizens. And so they basically set up a citizen committee of 12, supposed to be a cross-section of the community, that were independent of the civil government and could judge the actions and the legislation of the government to determine if indeed the God-given rights of the individual were being violated or protected by the particular legislation being considered. And, you know, this is an idea that many people consider foreign. You will find that the idea of jury nullification, as it's often called, is mocked in the media. I remember watching a Law and Order program a couple years back, and I was amazed at how particularly they attacked this idea, and they said, this jury has broken the law. This jury is a criminal because he or she breathed the idea of jury nullification, and they went to great lengths in this show to denigrate that juror who displayed any independence from the court, any independence from what the instructions the judge had given. And yet, that's the exact opposite of what our founders said the jury was supposed to do. Consider what Thomas Jefferson said. I consider trial by jury as the only anchor ever yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. And Dr. Stan, you shared many times, as well as we do here at Institute on the Constitution, that our government is not being held to the principles of its constitution. It's daily violating them and egregiously violating them. How in the world can a trial jury be the anchor to hold a government to the principles of its constitution? Only by that trial jury having the power and the right and the independency to judge laws as to whether they are or are not constitutional. And so this principle was actually a bedrock and solid principle in the history of our country. But it wasn't something developed by our founders out of whole cloth that they came up with in their own minds. In fact, it goes back deep into the history of English law and practice, and actually goes all the way back, as we've shared earlier, all the way back to the time of the Hebrew Republic, when God established the legal principles that brought the Hebrew public into existence at Mount Sinai. But in our own system, which reflects upon English common law, there was a very contrary, the Magna Carta established the great power and independency of the jury, and yet the tyrants were never satisfied, and they began to creep back and find ways in which to attack that independent jury. And the best example of this is called the Court of the Star Chamber, and perhaps you've heard of it, the legendary court, which was the exact opposite of the English common law courts, where innocent until proven guilty and so on, and you had the jury of your peers who would make the final judgment and so on. Well, this began in 1487 and was finally ended in 1641, and it became notorious because of its abuse of power. And Henry VII became powerful during the reign of Henry VII. It became a powerful force, a separate body from the King's Council. Henry VIII in 1491 expanded it with Woolsey and Cranmer, and they were actually encouraging plaintiffs to bring their cases directly to the Star Chamber, kind of trying to gain business, so to speak, and to bypass the lower courts, to bypass the entire English common law court system. And although the court early on could not order torture or prison and fines, It could order torture, prison, and fines. It did not have the power to impose death sentences. It could do anything but death sentences, but nonetheless, prison, fines, and torture were pretty severe, and the Star Chamber became known as a wicked thing. By the way, the Star Chamber was named after the ceiling of the room in which they met, which was covered with these silver stars with a background that made you think of looking up into the heavens. Well, King James the First in 1566 and later on his son Charles in the 1600s greatly expanded the power of the Star Chamber until it became a byword of abuse of power. And even down to this day, people may not know any of the history of the Star Chamber, but they hear that term and they understand that's a court that is completely out of control, a court that is violating the God-given rights of the citizens. And they often use this court to examine cases of sedition. That is, it was claimed that you were trying to overthrow the government, or it was claimed that you had said something critical of the king. And this meant the court was used to suppress opposition to royal policies. What the king did, he didn't want any opposition. And so to shut down the opposition, they would use these courts rather than the courts where your God-given rights to freedom of speech and freedom of the press were defended. The Star Chamber's often used to try nobles that were too powerful to be brought to trial in the lower courts, because, in other words, if they're going to be judged by a jury of their peers would exonerate them, whereas the Star Chamber was used by the king to suppress them. The court sessions, and again, this illustrates what a court system should not be. The court sessions of the Star Chamber were held in secret. There was no right of appeal. Once they decided, you're done. You have no right of appeal at all. Punishment was swift and severe to anyone who was an enemy of the crown. Charles I used the court of the Star Chamber even as a sort of parliament during the time when he refused to call parliament. Basically, he disbanded them, and he used the Star Chamber as his own parliament. Finally, in 1641, the Long Parliament, as it's known, had its fill, and they abolished the hated Star Chamber. And then they went on, just 8 years later, to have King Charles I, who abused this Star Chamber power excessively, they had him beheaded. He claimed the divine right of kings empowered him to do whatever he chose, and they said, no, you are answerable to God's law, you have committed treason, and you lose your head as a result of that. So the Star Chamber and its evil practices survives to this day to designate arbitrary, secretive proceedings in opposition to the personal rights and God-given liberty of the citizens. And so the Glorious Revolution that did away with the Star Chamber proved that men could do when faced with despotism. And by the way, that Glorious Revolution was an inspiration to our founders in their war against King George III just 127 years later. And so when you look at what our founders established, they recognized the very grave danger that could happen if you're not being judged by a jury of your peers, if there's a secretive proceeding, if this Star Chamber type of thing is revived. And I understand you've talked about this in other shows, that the Military Commissions Act basically has revived the Star Chamber, secretive, a body that is answerable to no one. There is no appeals that you can, once the decision is rendered, they can torture you. Actually, I believe that they can put you to death if they choose to. So what we face with the Military Commissions Act is even worse than the Star Chamber of days gone by. And as one wag said, if you do not learn the lessons of history, then you're doomed to repeat those.
Well, I think it's important that our listeners understand what the Military Commission Act includes. It includes there will be established a military commission. They can identify anybody that they choose as a potential terrorist. They can actually take them and incarcerate them. There's no right of habeas corpus. There is no judicial review. Torture can be used. Confessions obtained under torture can be submitted. You can be accused by others who've been tortured, and of course, you have no right to face your accuser. And they say, well, this will never be used against American citizens. This is only for the wicked terrorists who want to destroy America. But the problem is, since there's no judicial review, how would you ever prove that you were an American citizen? We saw what they did to Jose Padilla, who was an American citizen torturing him, keeping him in prison, eventually sending him to prison. What was his crime? Well, he was asked to be an informant for the government to work within the Muslim community. He refused to do it, and they made an example of him, just like they did with Chris, the gentleman at Ruby Ridge, who refused to become an informant. They killed his wife. They killed his son. But, of course, we never talk about that sort of thing. We say these things couldn't happen in America. I don't want to believe it. And yet it happened to Padilla. It happened to Randy Weaver and his family. And who was sent to prison? Well, the man who killed his wife, Lon Horiuchi, is living under protective custody at the present time. He's sitting in this program where they put the witness protection because they know that he's a murderer. They've got to protect him. After all, how are they going to get other people to murder American citizens if they don't protect Lon Horiuchi, who simply carried out his orders? All he was doing was carried out orders when he blew off the head of Randy Weaver's wife, you know, holding a baby in her arms. Unfortunately, we have people in America today in key positions who are inherently evil, far more evil than the average citizen. We'll be back in just a moment with David Whitney as we approach the right of the people to maintain our judicial system.
Eyes, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep
Heart and Body
vascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Stop living with pain. Discover Magneticare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting Magneticare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, David Whitney, talking about America's Constitution and, of course, the tragedy as it's being violated. But we still, at least as individual citizens, can have an effect if we're on a jury. The difficulty is the courts do not want you to interpret the law. The courts want you to do exactly what you're told by the judge. And I've been to the briefings, you know, as they were picking the jury, and the judge says, I will determine. I don't want you going to the law library. I don't want you looking up the law. You will do what I say. Well, if that's the case, then why bother to have a jury? Because the judge will predetermine the outcome of what's going to happen. And that is not justice. And tragically, we have lost so much justice. And even the very concepts of justice in America. It's always going along with the system. Go along and get along. Well, before we go ahead, David, I want you to go ahead and tell our listeners about the Institute of the Constitution, what you are trying to accomplish, how people can contact you, and hopefully many of them will want to get a kit and actually learn how to present these ideas to others. Because if the American people don't understand our Constitution, if they don't care about our Constitution, then they will soon lose their freedom. Go right ahead.
That's right, Dr. Stan, and we encourage people to get a host kit, and a host kit is a simple way in which, through a series of DVD lectures, to communicate these truths to a group of people. Start with your own family and go to your church family and ask the pastor if you can conduct a class in your church to teach people how to be Christian citizens. Go to your community. Perhaps the library will allow you to use a conference room or so on and gather people from your community. You can do this. This is designed for everyone to be able to communicate the truths. And as I said, if the jury doesn't know what the Constitution says, then they don't know the standard by which to judge whether a law is constitutional or is a violation of the Constitution. And therefore, they may allow injustice to take place. They may be part of injustice taking place because they're not equipped to do their job. And that's what at the Institute on the Constitution we're devoted to doing, training millions of Americans in the federal Constitution, and ultimately our aim is to have a course in each state constitution as well, because that's important for people to understand and be able to judge laws on that standard as well. If people want to purchase our host kit from our online store, they can go to our website, which is IOTConline.com, standing for Institute on the Constitution. That website, again, is IOTConline.com. And when you get there, right at the top of the page, there's a button you can click to order a host kit. Our web store has a lot of other resources, many lectures by excellent speakers from around the country on constitutional issues, and I encourage you to peruse and select those that would help you. But the host kit is the principal thing to communicate the truth about our U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the subsequent amendments, as well as the Declaration of Independence, that every citizen needs to have a solid grasp on, not just to vote when they vote in November, but to vote as a jury, in a petit jury or a grand jury. If they want to order our host kit instead of the online method, if they want to call us, our toll-free number at Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. That toll-free number at Institute on the Constitution, once again, is 866-730-9796. And I'm encouraged, as we talk to people around the country. I was talking with a fellow in Georgia who just started a class, and there's 50 people in his class, and he knows some other folks, and he thinks the class is actually going to be larger than that by a week or so from now. And another way in which people can take this course, if they don't have a group of people immediately to gather, is to go online and take the online version of our course. If you go to the first page and look down there, you'll see take the Foundations course online. View the lectures. I think you have to have broadband in order to be able to see the lectures and take the tests and go through the entire course online and do it that way. But we do encourage people, once they've done an online course, get a host kit, gather a group of people together, and begin to educate your fellow citizens. That's the first step in taking back our constitutional republic and doing what really our founders did in their war against the tyranny of King George III. You know, when the colonial charters were granted, the Englishman's right to a jury trial was part of those charters. The very first charter that was 400 years ago, the Charter for Virginia, in that, in King James I, his instructions for the government of the colony of Virginia included the right to trial by jury of one's peers. And it stated in that charter that all the subjects of the colony should have and enjoy the liberties, franchises, and immunities within any of our dominions to all intents and purposes is as if they had been abiding and born within our realm or any other of our other said dominions. So the very first charter, and you can look at the charters of the subsequent colonies, they also reflected that. So from the very beginning of our country's existence, from the colonial era on down, the jury trial was an essential part of it. Consider 1641, the Massachusetts Body of Liberties. Well, trial by jury was established right at the beginning in Massachusetts, 1628, but by 1641 they developed what is not a full constitution, kind of a quasi-constitution for their colony. In 1641 they said, in all actions at law, it shall be the liberty of the plaintiff and the defendant by mutual consent to choose whether they will be tried by the bench, that is by a judge, or by a jury, unless it be where the law upon just reason hath otherwise determined. The like liberty shall be granted to all persons in all criminal cases. That's Article 29 of the Massachusetts Body of Liberty. And so from the very beginning, it was essential that trial by jury was protected and secured to the people, even in the colonial era.
David, before you go on, though, will you get your telephone number out and your website?
Yes.
So people will know how to get in touch with you.
Yes, our toll-free number here at Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. Again, that toll-free number for Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. Or if they want to go to our website and encourage people to go, there's many articles and so forth that will help. But our website, you can also order the host kit there, and that website is IOTCOnline.com, standing for Institute on the Constitution, IOTCOnline.com.
And what about the fact that they can actually go up on the web and they can actually take the course themselves?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The online course is now running, and we have people signing up daily. I get a daily report of people sign up. There's 70, 80 people that have signed up in the past month or so, and we're encouraged because we know that many people, because of their busy lifestyles, are not maybe able to attend a course, but they can take the online course any time, day or night, if they've got broadband access to the web, and even take the tests and basically graduate from the online course as well.
And, of course, what is so important is that you, out there in the listening audience, know the Constitution, understand what's going on, how our leaders have violated their oath to uphold the Constitution, and after you've taken the course, and I think there's a minimal charge to actually take the course online, then hopefully you will be stimulated to go ahead and get a kit, and actually if you do, why they refund the money that you put out for the online towards the purchase of the kit.
That's right.
You'll begin to educate others. We're going to have to do this ourselves. We're not going to get any help from people in Washington, D.C., because most of them hate the Constitution. Why? Because it limits what they can do and how they can aggrandize themselves, increase their power and their wealth. We'll be right back in just a moment. Here.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs in high definition also available. More than 31 million Americans have some type of hearing problem. Only one in five will seek help. Do you frequently misunderstand conversations? Do you often ask people to repeat what they're saying? Do your ears ring? If you're the one who's always turning up the volume on the TV or the radio, maybe it's time to get a hearing evaluation by a professional, certified, caring audiologist. Call Michelle at the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688. That's the Columbine Hearing Center, 303-857-6688.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest is Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution, and we're talking about your duty as a juror. Your duty is to get onto that jury and let other people understand that the ultimate decision is not the judges. The ultimate decision is the jury. Else, why should we bother to have juries? And, of course, what you must understand is that in many instances, they are simply there to confirm the opinion of the judge, will tell you basically what the law is and what you are to do and how you are to come up with your decision, taking away from the jury the right to determine the guilt or innocence of the individual. Go right ahead.
Well, let me cite one other constitutional colonial agreement. This was a Concession and Agreements of West New Jersey, 1677, and notice how they protect the property, life, and liberty of the individual, that the judge is not to determine guilt or innocence. The judge is not to determine that this person loses any of those God-given rights. It's the jury. No proprietor, freeholder, or inhabitant of the said province of West New Jersey shall be deprived or condemned of life, limb, liberty, estate, property, or any ways hurt in his or their privileges without a due trial and judgment passed by 12 good and lawful men of his neighborhood first, and that in all cases to be tried, in all trials, the person or persons arraigned may, except against the said, any of the said neighborhoods without any reason rendered, in any cases of any valid reason alleged, against every person nominated for that service. In other words, they're saying that if a person is a good citizen, that good citizen is qualified to serve on a jury, and a person's God-given rights are not to be taken from them for any alleged crime unless those 12 good neighbors have determined that that's the case. Again, we need to understand what usually happens today is that the judge takes control of the entire case. Judge determines what evidence is going to be allowed to be heard, what arguments are going to be allowed to be made by the prosecutor and the defense attorney. The judge takes complete control of the trial. And that's against the pattern and the standard of English common law, where the jury, basically, the judge was there kind of as an umpire to see that things were done decently and in order in the courtroom. But the jury is the one who evaluates what evidence should or should not be heard. Just another colonial agreement. This is the frame of government of Pennsylvania, the laws agreed upon in England, actually before the colony was established. This is 1682, that in all trials shall be by 12 men. Here doesn't even mention the judge. And as near as may be, peers or equals and of the neighborhood, and men without just exception in cases of life, there shall be 24 returned by the sheriff for grand inquest, of whom the 12, and so on. So the whole idea being that if it's going to be a capital crime that's being charged, they doubled the size of the jury in the original colonial Pennsylvania. All of our founders understood that the jury trial was essential to justice, and it was a God-given right that you be judged by a jury of your peers of the same neighborhood, that is, the same vicinity. You don't have somebody from, another state come and judge, but somebody that knows the circumstances of your community, who lives in that community, a good, upstanding member of that community.
And let me just bring out one point, which is so vitally important, because we've turned our back on these concepts of justice. Today, in the United States, one in every 32 adults is either in prison, probation, or parole. One of every three young black men from 21 to 31 is either in prison, probation, or parole. And then we get upset with Reverend White says, black folks think different than white folks. Mm. Well, maybe there's a reason why they think different than white folks, but we should all be concerned because in a nation such as ours, where one in 32 adults is either in prison, probation, or parole, there's something wrong with our judicial system. And you should be concerned, ladies and gentlemen, because who knows? Next, you may be the one who's behind the docket. Go ahead.
Alexander Hamilton referred to other of the securities of trial by jury in Georgia and Rhode Island and Connecticut, New Hampshire, Massachusetts. This is Federalist Paper 83, arguing for the ratification of the Constitution. They all understood this principle. And this is the thing that has been lost in our day. And the reason I share all this history and background is our goal in the course that I'm sharing with you on the radio here, the jury course, duty of the jury is to defend the Constitution, is that it's very likely that if any of the listeners serve as a juror, they are the only one out of the 12 that are going to know these things. They're the only one out of the 12 that will have any idea that this is an Englishman's common right, and our founders said that one of the reasons we were separating from Great Britain and one of the reasons King George III was a tyrant is he violated the sanctity of the jury trial of your own peers. And that was one of the 28 reasons they listed in the Declaration of Independence to separate from Great Britain. This man has violated our God-given rights. And today, because jurors don't know their duty, they don't know what they're supposed to be doing, and the judge will tell them quite contrary to our history of these United States and the history of English common law, they don't know what the jury is supposed to be doing. They just listen to whatever the judge tells them, and injustice is done repeatedly in our land as a result of that. Well, we come up to the time of the founding of our own country as the colonies came together. The constitutional documents of our country today were establishing juries as an essential bedrock of our justice system. For example, the Declaration of Rights of the very first Continental Congress when they met in October 1774, they said that the respective colonies are entitled to the common law of England and, more especially, and notice how they phrase this, to the great and inestimable privilege of being tried by their peers of vicinage, which is of community, according to the course of law. So they said when they just began in 1774 to object to what King George III and Parliament was doing in violating the God-given rights of the colonists, they said this jury trial was a great and inestimable privilege to be tried by a jury of the peers of your own community. And, of course, in the Declaration of Independence, we've already stated that of the 28 causes for the separation, five of those causes related to the abuses by King George of the judicial system. For example, number 9 on that list, he has made judges dependent on his will alone for tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries.
Well, we're out of time, David. Thank you very much for being with us. We'll look forward to having you with us next month. Hopefully people will begin to understand the fact that they have an obligation to be involved. Because if we're not involved, believe me, the other side will be. We'll be right back.
God bless, Dr. Stan.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, I think that David's message is so vitally important. And, of course, we do have a certain number of books which we feel will help you better to understand what has happened to our country. Certainly, I'd start out with my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which explains to you why the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools. Everybody knows they took it out, but what was their justification for it? What was the real reason? It had nothing to do with a letter that Thomas Jefferson had written in the early 1800s to the ministers in Danbury, Connecticut. It was the fact that the people on the Supreme Court had an agenda, and that was to destroy the Christian foundation of the United States of America. And we verify that in that book, and we carry other books, such as Behind the Lodge Door and Unholy Alliance. That's Behind the Lodge Door, Unholy Alliance, and my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, will explain to you why the Supreme Court did what it did. And now, certainly over 46 years after the Supreme Court decision, why we see the end result of what happens. With one in every 32 American adults is in prison, probation, or parole. And unfortunately, this is what happens to a nation that loses its moral foundation. And our moral foundation was founded on Christianity. And Christianity is under attack today because there are people in key positions, both within and without the church, who hate Christianity. The Catholic Church has been infiltrated. There are Masonic lodges working there. They are actually holding satanic ceremonies in the basement of the Vatican. If you doubt that, you need, of course, to get my 4-tape set on the wisdom of Malachi Martin, where he talks about that sort of thing. And then his book entitled Hostage to the Devil. Hostage to the Devil is an important book. It's written from a Catholic perspective, but you need to understand what's going on. From the Protestant perspective of the book, The Beautiful Side of Evil and the 4-tape set that goes with that, the supernatural, because there is a supernatural element to everything going on today. If you really care about freedom, you've got to begin to evaluate what is going on in our nation. And certainly let me suggest my talk, The Forbidden Secret, with the syllabus that goes with that. And then, of course, the talk on the planned police state with the syllabus. You need to get the syllabus to be able to verify these, to be able to show them to others, to explain to them about the concentration camps. They're not imagined. They are very real. There is a plan to establish a dictatorship in America. You only have to read the Military Commission Act. You can read it on the Internet. Or, of course, it's included in our population control agenda monograph. I should say in our planned police state agenda syllabus and, of course, in my talk. So our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and our webpage, RadioLiberty.com, where you can watch many of our DVDs free of charge, where you can read our newsletters free of charge and pull them down, where you can certainly listen to our live radio programs 3 hours a day or 4 hours a day if you listen to our actual satellite feed, and of course listen to our archives, listen to our MP3s. You must become educated. You must help us get the information out. And more people are becoming aware of what's going on. Certainly we have an excellent presidential candidate in Chuck Baldwin running on the Constitution Party ticket. And since both the Republican and Democrat candidates are simply presented to us by our invisible government, the CFR, it's time that we took on the responsibility of determining who our president would be, not accepting the candidate of their choice. Pray for America, pray for revival. Please pray.